For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. This season, get premium tech that inspires joy from Dell Technologies. Bring projects to life with the XPS 16. It delivers supercharged processing for enhanced productivity and freedom to express yourself. Performance-class Dell PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors deliver a dedicated engine to help accelerate AI. Enjoy free shipping, Dell rewards, and expert support. When you get a Dell PC with AI, it gives back. Shop now at Dell.com/deals.
Activating now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's the other surprising part.
With guest host Kirk Morrison.
To win the game, the kick is off. The kick by Barker is good.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
A 3-run double from Mookie Betts. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Earlier on the show, Ohio State running back Quinshon Judkins. Coming up, senior college football writer for The Athletic, Chris Vanini. Jets beat writer for the New York Post, Brian Costello. And now, filling in for Rich, it's Kirk Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hour number two. On this October 14th, 2024, on this Monday, a football Monday. We got a lot
here, Coach.
A lot to get into as we get into tonight. Monday Night Football, the Robert Saleh-less Jets take on the Buffalo Bills. Everybody's team of September. Every year. It's the September MVP and best team in the NFL in September. Once we get to October, what happens to the Buffalo Bills? We'll get into a lot of that. Your phone calls, though, 844-204-RICH, 844-204-RICH. If you saw something that I missed, that we missed this weekend when it comes to college football, NFL, even baseball. I mean, I had my eyes peeled on baseball for a second, and all of a sudden you look up, it's like 8-0, 9-0. You're like, okay, I'm done with baseball for the night. And the ALCS, or I'm sorry, the NLCS, and the ALCS starts today. So a lot to get into with that. Let's go to the phone lines, because I want to get Rich in. I got not Rich Eisen, but our buddy Rich. Rich, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here, Rich filling in Maryland. For Rich. Rich in Maryland. What you got, Rich?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, brother?
What's up, my man?
Hey, Rich.
Well, as a Washington Commanders fan, I am very encouraged by what I saw when they played Baltimore. I mean, they went toe-to-toe with the best the NFL has to offer, and I am now even more sold on Jaden Daniel, because he took a lot of hits in the chops and just kept swinging, and he delivered some throws that just took your breath away. So... defensively, they got to get things cleaned up, but I think if they can do that, I think they'll be a force.
You know what? I agree with you, Rich and Maryland. I'm not concerned with Jaden Daniels at all. The dude is he's balling. He's playing some really good football, and I don't think we're not giving enough credit to his offensive coordinator. There's some guys in the National Football League that may struggle as head coaches. It is an art to be a motivator of a group of men. It is an art. It's not easy. A lot of people think just because a guy can call plays, he can also be a head coach. It's a little bit different when you got to stand in front of 53 men. But their offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, that dude can call some plays now.
Yep.
He can call some plays. He's dialing it up for the young quarterback, and watching that chemistry has been outstanding so far. We got Chris? Not yet? Okay. Yeah, we got Chris. Yeah, we get Chris in a minute. Chris Vanini, the will be joining us, senior writer for The Athletic. Because I'm watching Jaden, and that's an unreal record, or I believe is what is it 22-1, 23-1? Lamar Jackson versus NFC teams. Whew. He's only in his NFL career. Lamar Jackson has only lost one game to an NFC team.
22-3.
Wait, he's 22-3? Really? I don't know what it's a crazy stat that I saw. I'm always looking at it, but I'll pause it there for a minute. It's Chris Vanini, the senior writer for college football for The Athletic, is joining us. And Chris, man, what a weekend of college football. Saturday, we got it. We saw a little bit of everything. I'll start with the biggest game, I think, of them all, Oregon versus Ohio State. What did this game prove, or did it prove anything to college football that these are still, regardless, two of the best teams in all of the country?
Yeah, I think it showed they're two of the best. I think it showed Oregon can compete at that top level, something we weren't sure about, something they haven't done yet under Dan Lanning. They've lost a lot of those big games close. They finally got one of those. And if you're Ohio State, I think there's a little bit of concern. I think a lot of people thought this was the most talented team in the country coming into the season. And cornerbacks were not great. They got beat deep. The defensive line didn't get a sack. I think this is still a very good Ohio State team. But in terms of national championship favorite, I think they're maybe not at that level. They're in this group with a few other teams.
I mean, with the $20 million roster, the Ohio State is still a team that we're considering. They're a college, so you still say that they're a college football playoff contender, but are they national championship contenders? And they're still, what do they need to work on in the next weeks, with the weeks ahead?
Yeah, well, they got Penn State coming up in a couple of weeks. That's going to be a gigantic, probably top five matchup between those teams. And I think if you're Ohio State, you got to be better on the defensive line. Again, they're Ryan Day is 0-3 against Michigan. He's 0-2 against Oregon. And the defensive line has only gotten one sack in those games. And that defensive line is full of guys who turned down the NFL, who got a lot of NIL money to stay and come back. You have to be able to pressure the quarterback much better than that. That's what your defense is really based around. And like, I thought Will Howard played fine, played pretty well. Obviously, the slide at the end is not what you want, but that was kind of a weird play.
Right.
And if they don't call that offensive pass interference on Jeremiah Smith, Ohio State maybe kicks a field goal and wins that game, and the conversation is a bit different. But those margins are the difference between winning and losing when you're in these top five matchups, and Ryan Day is now 2-6 against top five teams.
You know, one of the other big games on Saturday, Chris, was obviously the Red River Showdown, Texas and Oklahoma. And it was, you kind of got a sense that, is it still the same, like, luster of it now with not Big 12 teams anymore, two SEC teams, but yet you clearly watch that football game and it's like, wait. Texas and Oklahoma, there was a wide gap between these two teams. We saw it on Saturday. We know where Texas is. I thought it was like Oklahoma didn't look like an SEC football team, where Texas still looks like the best team in the country.
Yeah, I think Texas is still in that group. It took a little bit for Quinn Ewers coming back from the injury to get things going. He threw an interception on his first pass. He missed a couple of throws earlier, but he settled in as it went on. And I think Texas is in that top four, top five group of national championship contenders. They've got a big one with Georgia coming to town this week. For Oklahoma, they've been decimated by injuries. Their top five receivers are out. The offensive line has been banged up and has been missing some things. But still, you got to be better than this in year three under Brent Venables. You had Jackson Arnold, your hyped up former five-star quarterback. He was supposed to be the guy who carries you into the future. He gets benched in the fourth game of the season. We haven't seen him since. And so the offense is just a mess. The defense is much better. Brent Venables has fixed that side of the ball like he was supposed to. They are recruiting pretty well, but offensively, they just have not had any answers. They have not had any depth. And this, you're right, this does not look like an SEC team on offense, or at least what we thought from Oklahoma coming in. This is a team that never has a losing season. This is a team that's always winning 10 games a year. And now you're looking for the second time in 3 years. They're probably not going to hit that mark.
Senior writer, college football for The Athletic, Chris Vanini joining the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich. Look, I've been excited all season long because now we're getting to this slate of conference games, Chris, where I only thought I would see these in January, right? And I'm talking about last week, Penn State coming to Los Angeles to take on the USC Trojans. You just mentioned it. This would be a Sugar Bowl matchup, Texas and Georgia, and yet I get to see this in the middle of October. Let's start there with this matchup. How huge is this game? Is this an elimination game for Georgia, who's already lost one game on the season to Alabama? they lose two conference games, they're going to be looking at an at-large bid. But I can't believe that this could be an early elimination game for Georgia, where yet Texas is still showing people that this is the game for them to show everybody they truly are the number one team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC really is kind of beating itself up right now. There's only one undefeated team. It's Texas. And so if you're any of these other teams, you start racking up those losses. If you get to 9-3, you're going to be on that bubble. You may not be in. We saw it with Ole Miss. They lose to Kentucky in a surprising upset. Then suddenly you lose to LSU and you've got two losses. And you have, I think, Georgia still on the schedule. And suddenly your season has dramatically changed what you thought it could be. Georgia loses to Alabama. They've got Texas now. They got some other tough games as well. And those losses can rack up. And it's not just whether you're in the playoff or not as well. If you need to get to the SEC championship game to play for the bye, you want to host a first round game if you don't get a bye versus playing on the road. Those are going to be very different scenarios for seeding. And I think with the playoff, a lot of us are thinking, well, they're probably going to make it in anyway, so it doesn't really matter. No, because you get those losses racking up, you may not be in. You may be on that bubble. And if you do get in, you may be going on the road to play a Penn State or somebody like that. And your path gets a lot more difficult. So the SEC has a lot of games in the second half of the season that are going to be elimination games. And if Georgia gets a second loss here, suddenly, yeah, they will be on that bubble of, I don't know if this team's going to make it by the end of the season.
You mentioned Penn State. Has USC covered tight end Tyler Warren yet? Are you sure you're aware of this? Please let me know.
17 catches, tying the FBS record for catches by a tight end in a single game. He was unbelievable. James Franklin has been really high on this guy for a long time, and you can see why. And not only that, he completed a pass for 9 yards. He also snapped the ball one time. This guy can do everything, and that was an unbelievable performance. And he brought them back and helped them come back to win that game out there in L.A.
Chris, we're in a world of NIL. We're in a world of the transfer portal. We're in a world of guys moving, coaches moving. And yet here we are on Monday, October 14th. And Army and Navy are ranked. Tell me, what world are we in now, Chris? What kind of world are we in college football where Army and Navy are ranked football teams? This isn't the ordinary Army-Navy anymore.
Well, then they've been dominant. I mean, yes. Navy beat Memphis. Navy beat Memphis, who was a favorite to win the American and maybe reach the playoff. And Army has not trailed all season. And so they have been really dominating who they play. Now, the schedules haven't been the toughest. Army hasn't played a team with more than two wins, and Navy's played one team. But that was a 5-1 Memphis team that they beat. And so you've got some games coming up in the second half of the season. Notre Dame has to play both of these teams. And that could be a bit of a challenge. Yeah. Army's got to play North Texas still. Navy's got to play Tulane. So there are some big games in the American Athletic Conference coming down. And by the way, that Army-Navy game is after the conference championship. It's after the playoff field is decided. So there's a chance we could get an Army-Navy conference championship game. The winner may make the playoff, and then they have to play the next week anyway for a game that's basically just about bragging rights and the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. And then one of those teams will then have the playoff game. So it really is kind of a wild scenario. I don't know if anybody expected, especially the first year of the 12-team playoff. But yeah, Army, Navy, the troops, both ranked for the first time since 1960.
Ooh, see, I love chaos, Chris. See, that's the chaos that I love, that we could possibly have a game where the Army, Navy game is just a game, and yet both teams have a chance to really shake up the college football playoff. That's what I love about this sport, man. Senior writer, college football for The Athletic, Chris Fedini, joining the Rich Eisen Show. I was talking a little bit of USC because they had a great week one win. And all of a sudden, they've lost now. They're at 3-3. And we're not talking about the team that they lost to. Because remember, the world was caving in after week one. Remember, Brian Kelly and LSU, what is going on? I need to coach better. We got to be better. Kind of called out his players. And yet, they won the last four games in a row. They look like a much better football team. And now they could be that team that is now creeping its way back into the conversation of a possible conference championship game. Not necessarily in that large bid, but trying to still have a chance to win the SEC.
Yeah, they've been kind of gritting these games out. They had to come back to beat South Carolina. They come back to beat Ole Miss. They didn't lead in that game until the final play of the game. That's they had to make that comeback, and Ole Miss couldn't put the game away when it had the chance. The defense is getting better. That was the weakness of this team for the last couple of years. It's why Jaden Daniels could win a Heisman Trophy and the team couldn't make the playoff. Even though this defense lost Harold Perkins, the star pass rusher at linebacker, it's still getting better, and that's a good sign. And Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback, didn't have a great game against Ole Miss, but he just kept sticking in it and made enough plays at the end to win the game. And yeah, that was maybe almost a playoff eliminator game between LSU and Ole Miss last year. And LSU still got a pretty tough schedule to go. They've got Alabama still to play. But you win those games, you keep advancing every week, you're going to be in that playoff picture at the end of the year, or the SEC picture, because again, everybody's dropping some unexpected games. And so LSU's, you know, they lose that first game against USC, and we kind of put them on the back burner for a while, and suddenly they're back here as a top 10 team and a team you have to think about again.
You know, one of the things you mentioned, some of these SEC teams beating each other up, I think the Big Ten will start to play itself out a little bit more. I've been hanging out in the Big 12 over the last couple of weeks, watching how that conference is just wide open. Avery Johnson had a big game for Kansas State last week. We're watching what's going on at BYU. They're an outstanding team. I say all this to bring up what I'm seeing from Ashton Jeanty. I'm not no newcomer to him. He's been doing it since his freshman year there at Boise State. But because of these teams are beating each other up throughout the Power Four conferences, and watching him consistently week in and week out put up the numbers, I feel like he is the favorite for the Heisman. And with the injury to Travis Hunter, we don't know how long he's going to be out for Colorado. I really feel like Ashton Jeanty over the next couple weeks can kind of distance himself in that Heisman Trophy talk as these other teams continue to beat each other up in the Power Four conferences.
Yeah, I believe he still is the favorite in Vegas right now to win that Heisman Trophy. Mm-hmm. And his numbers are unbelievable. He's on pace to break Barry Sanders' single season rushing record, potentially by the conference championship game. If he plays in the playoff, it could be even more. He's averaging 9.9 yards per carry halfway through the season. He's up to 1,248 yards through six games. But it's not actually six games. He has sat out the second half of two games. So he's really rushed for more than 1,200 yards in five games. It's unbelievable the big runs he's making, the tackles he's breaking. You have a lot of teams that are loading the box because they know he's the guy you got to stop. And when he breaks the tackle of that safety, there's nobody back there. He's got 70 yards to go. This has been an unbelievable season. He's going to get 2,000 yards pretty quickly here soon. Something that I think he had made a bet where he'd cut off his hair if he didn't get to 2,000 yards or something like that. That I don't think, unless he gets hurt, I don't think that's going to be an issue. And if he continues at this pace, and the fact that nobody else from the top teams has really stood out, he's in a good position to get to that Heisman Trophy ceremony.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's the storyline I'm going to keep watching as college football continues to get to November, where the separation really starts to begin. Chris, man, always appreciate the time, man. Love following you on Twitter, formerly X, whatever, or X, formerly Twitter, whatever it may be. But I follow you every single week, man. Appreciate everything that you do, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me.
That's Chris Vanini. He's a senior writer for college football for The Athletic. Man, he's a great source of information and news because there's so much to get caught up on each week. There's injuries. I'm just looking at Graham Mertz, who's the quarterback at Florida. He's now out for the year because of DJ Lagway, who's a young true freshman. Benjamin Morrison, yes, great last name. The outstanding defensive player for Notre Dame. He's out now for the season. So a lot of things that can shake up the college football world, as this season is one that we've never seen before. And I've been excited to get to it. So I had to get a segment of college football, but it's still about this NFL. It's really about this NFL, especially tonight. Monday Night Football already has the storylines in place. Robert Saleh-less New York Jets, I like saying that. And then also the Buffalo Bills. Like, who are they? Are they the team that we expected them to be, or are they looking? You know what was funny, though? Remember last week how last week it was all about where does Davante Adams go, right? Think about, like, what's the theme of the week? And this week, Davante Adams is now relaxed. He's cool now. Well, we're going to figure out how to work it out, because I always felt that there is no team that really wants to pay that price for the rest of the season for a wide receiver, knowing that you can get Amari Cooper for a lot more less. I mean, he's a lot more affordable than what Davante Adams brings. But this is a week-to-week league. And a week-to-week league is how you feel. 1 week will be much different the way you feel next week. And I feel like tonight, Monday Night Football, is it a must-win for the Jets? Because I looked at the stat. Only one team in the Super Bowl era, one team in the Super Bowl era has made the playoffs after changing their head coach in the middle of the season. And that was 2021. That was Rich Bisaccia and the Raiders. And that was the only reason because Gruden resigned. It wasn't because he was fired. He had to resign because of the emails and things like that. Right. So you're almost saying the Jets, by the numbers, tell me that they're not going to make the playoffs. So that also bodes bad for Mike McCarthy if Jerry Jones decides to make a move at the head coaching spot. Almost solidifies that, or validates that they may not make the playoffs, the Cowboys. Sorry to bring it back to you, TJ. All right. I don't want to bring it up.
what can I say?
All good, we man. Stink.
Okay, that's it. Bottom line, this just in.
Great. Yeah, I mean, look, admission is the first step. You know what I mean?
Well, when have I not admitted that, though?
Yeah, but you never said we stink.
Well, I've used different words. You know, the vocabulary is extensive, but all comes back to the same place.
Just takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
But every year, something happens. And again, we're still in the early parts of the NFL season, right? We're only, what is it now, 6 weeks in.
Week six, man.
Today's the last game of week six.
Yep.
Before the season, we said, I don't know how this division's going to be. I don't know. There was so much kind of unknown. You've got a rookie quarterback. You got a quarterback on his fourth team, right? You got a quarterback that was one of the richest quarterbacks in terms of contract for a short period of time, but he's replacing a legend in his now his second year as the starting quarterback. We just didn't know. And then you got a quarterback I feel like doesn't get enough credit, but yet we look now, and hello, NFC North. Welcome to the party again.
Oh, baby.
The black and blue division,
they're
baby.
Back.
Who's the best team in the NFC North? Now, I'm not going off the record. I'm talking about right now. Who passes the eye test? Let's talk NFC North, the best division in football. Coming up next here on the Rich Eisen Show, Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You were 29 when this first started. Now you're in your mid-40s, getting all rocked up like you did.
Yeah.
In this, do we need to test you, Matt? Did you take?
No, I should have. That might have made it easier. There's not, in my experience, there's not. You know, if you're not going to take anything, which I'm not, there's no. It's the same workout that it was when I was 29. It's just, you know, it's just a very strict diet, 2 days in the gym, and it's, you know. There's no, it's just all work. Like there's no, you know,
right.
There's no shortcut.
And then just cut out what, sugars, meat?
By the end, it's like, just protein and vegetables and no carbs at all. And just, you know, 2 workouts a day. And I mean, it was a lot of work.
For how many weeks, months did you have to do that?
Well, I was in shape. I got in shape for The Martian and then for this movie I did in China. And then about 10 weeks out, I kind of ramped up even more. And so it was to try to get under, you know, down below 8, then like 7% body fat. It was more about body fat than like weight.
So when you were done shooting, what was the first meal that you had when you were done shooting?
For me, it's Italian food. But, you know, pasta and, you know, bread, pasta, red wine.
Chicken like, parm?
Yeah.
Like
oh, my God.
Situation.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's the thing. That's what kills me. My kids love to eat that. So, like, sometimes when we order out, we'll get this, you know, this chicken parm and this parm and this pink pasta that they like. And it's just like, you know, plating it for them. Yeah. It's just like, you know, I start shaking.
I'm just wondering if the Boston and you just came out. I think I just heard chicken palm.
I didn't say chicken palm. I didn't say chicken palm.
I thought you just said that.
I said chicken, but I forgot the R.
I'm the same way, you know, when I go back to the old school days. Of
I love I chicken up. Palm, Rich.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you, so call clickgrainger.com or just stop by 844-204-RICH. 844-204-RICH is the phone number. I started by saying that before the season, you never know which is going to be the best division in football. For me, I would have told you it was going to be the division in the North, and it would have been the AFC North. And I felt like I would have been correct with Baltimore, with Pittsburgh, Cleveland, obviously Cincinnati. But 6 weeks in, it is the actual opposite division of the North, the NFC North, that has been one in which every team right now currently has a winning record. They've got one undefeated team. But they've also got the team that are playing the best football because of the quarterbacks. And I got to thinking a little bit, if you had to rank these quarterbacks in that division, how do you rank these quarterbacks? Are we putting Jordan Love at the top, or has Jared Goff's resume show that he's taken a team to a Super Bowl, has started a Super Bowl? Should he be at the top? But then you got the young emerging Caleb Williams. We saw on Sunday, Rich Eisen had so many superlatives. He and Kurt Warner going off about Caleb Williams. Oh, what a throw from Caleb. I mean, that's just what it is. Caleb Williams right now. And then Sam Darnold. Are we still thinking about Sam Darnold of the New York Jets? Or are we thinking of Sam Darnold, who's actually a brand new quarterback that has good coaching for the first time in a very long time? Well, last year he was the backup in San Fran, but that was Brock Purdy's show. Under Kevin O'Connell, the Minnesota Vikings are undefeated right now, 5-0. So how do I rank these teams? Who is the best team in the division? After a great win yesterday, the Detroit Lions look like they can be there. But then I looked at the Green Bay Packers. And after missing some time early, after week one, Jordan Love seems to be back to what we envisioned he would be and why he got the big contract. Watching him throw the ball yesterday in the rain, and he showed why he is.
Nice. Yeah.
Look, man, Arizona is a tough team. They're not. I know their record may not be what people think it is, but I don't view them as the same old Arizona Cardinals. They're a good team, especially defensively, what Buda Baker and those guys been able to do, Mac Wilson at the linebacking spot, all of that. But Jordan Love was carving them up. And to see Romeo Doubs, who was suspended the previous week,
yep.
They found a way to get him the ball, and he was a factor. Christian Watson. There was something that told me to start Christian Watson in the all gas, no breaks fantasy football team.
You started him yesterday?
I did start him yesterday.
Wow, look at you.
It was, well, everybody else was on a.
Okay.
Devontae,
out of necessity.
Yeah, out of necessity, I had to start Christian Watson. And the only reason why
that.
Was because.
Never admit that. Yeah, don't admit
it. I know, I do admit. Because think about it. I have a big, giant zero, or not a zero, but an O next to Devontae Adams' name, by the way. So. Like, I can't start Devontae Adams. I want to start Devontae Adams, but that would give me 0 points. So, Christian Watson, hey, here you are. But I just love the division because I don't know who's the best team. I don't know who's going to win. But I'll tell you this. This is going to come down to the wire all the way down. I think you said it, TJ. Who would have thought that a Vikings-Lions game in the early part of the season would be sort of a potential game of the year with two teams fighting for the spot to be who's going to be the top. It's funny that at 4-2, you're still two games behind, or is it a game and a half behind? Because obviously Minnesota hasn't played six games yet, but you're a game and a half, almost two games behind. You could be three games behind if you don't win against the Minnesota Vikings. It's funny how this is playing out. If you had to rank them, though, Brockman, right now.
Oh, man, that's so hard.
Who is the top quarterback in the NFC North? For me, I'll tell you, I'm going with Jared Goff. Okay. And then after that, I honestly believe it is Jordan Love. Now, 3-4, toss-up. Toss up for me. And I'm not going with the recency bias. I'm not going with the recency bias of Caleb Williams, number one overall pick, already jumping over Sam Darnold.
He looks great.
Sam Darnold is a former number three overall pick.
Yep.
And he's starting to play like that because he's in the right place. In Carolina, let's be real, he was not that. He was seeing ghosts in his New York Jets uniform. Last year, he had the red shirt with the 49ers. And now he's finally playing. So he's been in the transfer portal three different times, and he's finally found the right program with the Minnesota Vikings. I've got him at 3, and I think Caleb Williams is still at 4. I still need to see more. I can't forget what it looked like for Caleb Williams the first two or three games of the season. Now, the last 2 weeks has started to look a little more like the quarterback we expected to see coming out of USC. And I think when you start to see Caleb Williams, his demeanor, the guys are buying in. I think you can see a different Caleb Williams, and you can hear a different Caleb Williams. Here he is after the win on Sunday.
Yeah, I think throughout this whole process of these past couple games we've had, I've been seeing it well. And that starts, throughout the whole week, watching film, getting there in practice, talking to the coaches, players, and things like that. So I think seeing it well, the comfort level of just, like I've talked about before, getting back to playing football and, where I need to be, eyes need to be, if I need to hold a safety, if I, need to just hang on a route. So just getting back comfortable of having that feel for the game. Obviously, you study, you watch, and do all these other things. But once the ball snaps, you gotta have that that post snap read and know what you have to do and be confident about it. So I think that's what I can contribute it to.
And he spread the football around, and I'm starting to see a much better quarterback. Shout out to Rich Eisen for one of the better lines of the game. There is no I in commit, but there is an M and an E, by the way. So there is a me, not an I, but a me for Cole Kmet, who had a 5 catches, 70 yards, one of the great lines of the game from Rich.
All right, Kirk, you're talking about quarterbacks in the North, okay? Yeah. I'm going to look at metrics, right? Because We're living in an analytic world.
Oh, don't go.
And
don't
I want to analyze things.
Are you going the PFF grade?
No, I'm not. I'm just.
I had a college coach tell me, say he doesn't care about the PF Chang grade. That's what he calls it, PF Chang. I don't care about your PF funny. Chang grade. But
we'll get passer rating, right? No one knows what the formula is, but passer rating is okay. Say Jared Goff is the best passer rating quarterback in the North. Sam Darnold right behind him, followed by Love, and Caleb is fourth, right? Mm-hmm. What about yards per game? Think about yards per game. Well, Jordan Love has the most yards per game of any quarterback in the North. Second overall in the league, Goff, then Sam Darnold, then Caleb Williams, right? And what if I go, what about completion percentage? That's a really good measurement of how good a quarterback is. Well, Jared Goff is first at 71%. And then, you know, then you go down and it's, Sam Darnold's way down. So I'm just looking at things. But then you need an eye test. That also matters. Sam Darnold's hit a lot of big plays.
That's their offense.
That's kind of their offense. Yeah. Throw deep, maybe hit some of these guys. Hit Jordan Addison, hit Justin Jefferson, obviously. Hawk is coming back soon for the Vikings. I think I'm with you. I think it's Jared Goff right now.
Yep.
I think he's probably the best quarterback. He's probably playing the best. Jordan Love is coming on, but Sam Darnold obviously has been so consistent throughout the first 5 weeks. I think I'm going to give a little bit of slight edge to Sam Darnold. I'm going to have him second, and I'm going to have Love. I'm going to have Love third, and I have a Caleb fourth. Caleb has only done it really the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Okay. Need to see it more. Need to see more consistency. I want to see better play calling. I want Shane Waldron to up his game, too. A lot of complaints from Bears fans about Shane Waldron. Mm. Jackson Smith, the Jigba, had the line of the year when he was asked about him because obviously he came from Seattle. Stopped the interview and went, "Are we live?" That told me a lot that I needed to know also. But like eye test, it's early. Can Caleb get out of the basement? Yes, I think so. Will Sam Darnold kind of regress to the mean a little bit? Yes, I think so. I also think the Packers can go to the Super Bowl. So I think Jordan Love is going to climb up there. Goff, can he keep it going? Look, they play all their games in domes practically, right? When the weather gets a little tougher, I like what I saw out of Jordan Love a little bit better. What I'm trying to say is you can't really go wrong with any four of these guys. They're all playing really high-level football right now, and I think that's really cool and it's really fun.
Yeah, I agree. I love that. I love what you said there because they're all playing really good football, and as the season goes along, we'll see these head-to-head matchups. And how much it will be on the quarterback? How much will it be on the coach? I still feel like with Shane Waldron, you've got to be conservative in your play calls because you don't want to give the full playbook to your rookie right away.
Also, DeAndre Swift has been really awesome the last couple of weeks.
Great.
Got off to such a slow start. TJ, we were wondering, wow, is this the biggest bust of the free agent market in the last season? Because remember, he was the first running back to sign with Chicago. Now we're starting to see it. A lot more involved in the pass game. He's running the rock better, and that's why the Bears are 4-2.
I don't think people realize how good of a player Keenan Allen is. Like, Keenan Allen has now made, I think, Caleb Williams whole. Like, when he was injured in the first part of the season, Keenan Allen is always open.
Always open.
He's always open. Like, that dude doesn't get enough credit for his releases at the line of scrimmage, his separation that he gets at the line of scrimmage.
Incredible route runner.
He got two touchdowns. Look, DJ Moore is going to be your big play guy. Rome Odunze, young player, still emerging. He's still got an outstanding tight end in Cole Kmet we just talked about. But the uptick in the offense since Keenan Allen has come back from the hamstring injury, there's a reason why Caleb Williams is playing better.
Yep.
There's a reason why their offense is playing better. Because if you know you've got a guy on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, and you got a guy who knows how to go get it. Like, some teams don't have that. Like, I cover the Rams, right, for their radio network. They don't have Puka Nacua. They don't have Cooper Kupp. When it's 3rd and 7, you got to have a guy that you can go to it. We were talking about the Ravens. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, all right? When you think about the Cowboys, you think CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, you still have a gotta-have-it guy. Some teams don't have that gotta-have-it guy. I know where Jared Goff is going on 3rd and 6. You better find Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
Yeah, but now it could be J-Mo. It could be Jameer out the backfield. That's why these lines are so dangerous right now.
Right, it could be that.
It's not just Sun God anymore.
That's what makes, I think, Green Bay a little dangerous too,
because you don't know who's going to.
Because you don't know who will get the ball. I watched. They came here to Los Angeles to play against the Rams, and watching it up close and personal, and you're like, who's going to get the ball? Dobbs wasn't even available, and yet here goes Romeo Dobbs making plays. Here comes Christian Watson now, who's now available, right? I mean, Jaden Reed is like one of the best receivers in the league that we don't even talk about enough. Dude just catches a couple touchdowns a week. Like, oh, Jaden Reed has another touchdown.
Jaden Reed.
Tucker Kraft has a touchdown. Like, these dudes.
Dontavian Wicks has three touchdowns this year.
I said, man, you don't know.
You don't know which one of these cats you got to try to shut down.
And Josh Jacobs, too. You got a running back, by the way.
I like Green Bay, man.
I know. I just love the way this division is playing out. I really do. And we're going to continue to watch and see. I did have a question for you guys before we get into a break. Because Monday Night Football is coming up, and we'll talk to Brian Costello at the top of the hour, the New York Jets beat writer for the New York Post, about tonight's Monday Night Football game. Jets, Bills, no Robert Saleh now. Jeff Ulbrich takes over as the head coach. Because I watched Sunday Night Football last night, and I'm not going to just jump on the Giants as I did in the beginning of the season, like the first couple weeks. Giants looked awful. There's some things that they're working out offensively. No Malik Nabers does hurt them, and you saw it last night because that was their gotta-have-it guy. Oh, yeah. And when they needed a gotta-have-it moment last night on those critical fourth downs that they couldn't convert, that's where Nabers is like, even when I'm covered, I'm open. They needed it. You saw it glaring last night. But if I told you that at the end of week six, the conclusion of week six, the Jets and the Giants, both teams in New York, will be sitting at 2-4. Would you have believed me? Would you have believed me that the Giants, maybe, because we felt like they were a team that, you know, could be on that, but the New York Jets could be sitting at 2-4. And you would say also even say, which team is better moving forward? Which team can you still see getting better? I feel like the Giants still can find ways to get better. The Jets, I see a lot of bickering, a lot of things going on in-house. Guys, Nathaniel Hackett gets demoted. Todd Downing. I mean, there's a lot that can come out of tonight to where both teams could be sitting at 2-4. The New York teams. I want to discuss that coming up next. Rich Eisen here filling in. I mean, Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show.
This season, get premium tech that inspires joy from Dell Technologies. Bring projects to life with the XPS 16. It delivers supercharged processing for enhanced productivity and freedom to express yourself. Performance-class Dell PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors deliver a dedicated engine to help accelerate AI. Enjoy free shipping, Dell rewards, and expert support. When you get a Dell PC with AI, it gives back. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. Let's talk LinkedIn, people. And small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. I did not approve this, but that's part of me delegating to you, our social media grandmaster. You put out on Instagram a photograph. It says breaking Bears trading for Russell Wilson. And what's today's date?
It is April 1st, Rich.
And that is what? It is April Fool's Day. So it's 5 minutes to air, and I have my phone's on the desk and it's buzzing, and
yeah.
And I see it is it's Jeff Garland. Is the caller there? On the Rich Eisen?
Jeff from Chicago.
What's funny about it? Nothing's funny about it. Nothing is funny about it. Our friend Doug Robinson texts me.
Yes.
Capital left. Russell Wilson. He says, you know, Rich doesn't usually get the scoops. Adam Schefter should be on this. Well, that should have made me suspicious.
Yeah.
But no, I have so much respect for the Rich Eisen Show that I know that they have connections that nobody else has.
That's true.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm not going to swear, but I got to tell you, your little social media boy, he's going to get his. Oh, my God.
TJ, do you have anything to say to Jeff Garland?
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
All right. Hey, TJ, you don't know what you've brought down on yourself. You don't even have a clue.
I'm ready for the power
that I have, especially in practical jokes. I'm going to nail you so hard.
Pause.
You know what? I hope you enjoy your testicles right now because they're going to disappear.
No, but I need them.
Oh, my God.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich. I mentioned it's October 14th, but I think we're approaching a sports equinox coming up, right? I think it's sports equinox when we have all the major sports. We're getting close to it. So when I hear the major sports equinox coming, you know what that tells me? That we're looking forward to some great action, some great sporting events. And that's where Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks. It's even easier to find your favorite sport, your favorite team. Go watch them play live. Game Time Picks, it filters out all of the fluff and it shows you the incredible deals on the great seats that you can purchase. So you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Look, I've been there before. You're waiting to see, okay, if I get a ticket here or what seat here. Like, no. Get the right ticket that you want. With the new Game Time Picks, its curation is easier to save more on all of these sporting events. Also concerts, comedy theater, anything that you name. And with the all-in pricing feature, you get the total upfront. No surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Plus your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. So look here, people, I don't want to say this any longer. Look, take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code RICH, R-I-C-H, for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit gametime.co for details. Again, create an account, hit the redeem code, spell out the word RICH, R-I-C-H, for $20 off. Game Time today. Download Game Time. What time is it? Game Time.
Ooh.
Yeah, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Kirk Morrison, man. It's been a Monday where information is flowing. When teams lose, everybody's like, what are you going to do next? I think we'll have a Tua update from Mike McDaniel. He spoke to the media. We'll get that in the next hour as well. What is going on in Cleveland? We can talk about that. At the quarterback position, Kevin Stefanski's had some little update on that as well. So a lot more to get to. And at the end, Monday Night Football, I said it. And I'll narrow it down to this because I want to get to a quarterback who's also a number one overall pick of a couple seasons ago, who's playing up and down, but the team isn't playing well. Get to that in just a second. But just quickly, Jets or Giants? Jets play tonight. They could be 2-4 or they could be 3-3 after tonight. Who has the better record at the end of the year, Jets or Giants? For you guys to have to ponder it this long, it's a real question. It's a hard, difficult question because you're saying, wow, like the Jets. Because look, if you don't win tonight without Robert Saleh as your head coach, everything is all pointing towards, okay, we've fixed it. We've got a new mind, a new attitude. We got a new culture, a new identity. We've got a new play caller. And if it don't work out tonight, I could easily see the Jets going on an even longer skid and Aaron Rodgers having to go through all. I don't think he envisioned this. Remember, I got a couple seasons left in me. I feel great. You lose on Monday Night Football. There will be some memes available tonight for both teams because we're going to have Aaron Rodgers. They're going to have a steel camera on him the entire game. We know. Watching his every movement because this is a huge game for him.
Last time, remember, this is the opener last year, yes. And he only lasted a handful of plays. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the Jets schedule, right? They still have the Bills two more times, including tonight. They still have the Dolphins two more times. That's after December, so I assume Tua is going to be back. At Pittsburgh next week. Home for Houston. They still have to play Seattle and the Rams. Those are tough games.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more wins are there outside of these division games. I assume they beat the Patriots. I assume they win at least one, if not two, of those Dolphins games.
I think the Patriots may get one on them.
Maybe they beat Jacksonville if things are going super south like they are now for Jacksonville. Indy is kind of a toss-up. Is Joe Flacco still playing in a month? Like, I have no idea. It's not. It doesn't look good. I don't know what to expect out of them tonight.
Right.
I assume we see a lot of Breece Hall tonight because he hasn't done much to start the year.
Or some Braylon Allen. Give me some Braylon Allen.
Just run the football. Just run the ball, at least try to run the football. What do they have? 20 straight pass plays or something the other day?
It's not that league
anymore.
Man.
I'm going to say Giants just also because I'm a hater.
Sure. What you got, TJ?
I think basically for me, it's going to come down to the fact that I believe even now the Jets have the better quarterback out of the two of them. So and I think they overall have the better receiving core, which means I think they have the better offense. So,
but they was just trying to trade for Devontae Adams last week, right?
I mean, that's fine.
Oh, that was just rumor. Or people were putting Devontae there.
Yeah, that's fine. But you still got Garrett Wilson. You still got Alan Lazard.
Correct.
Playing well. So I'm going to have to say, who do I think is going to finish with the better record? I got to lean on that quarterback and say, I feel like the Jets will probably finish with the better record.
I feel like Daniel Jones is playing for his NFL career, whereas Aaron Rodgers, as the season goes along, how much is he into it? They've got to be in contention.
He's probably playing for his legacy, too. Like, you know, obviously winning another Super Bowl might be out of, you know, out of the range of something that may be attainable, but, you know, he's
so
still
got to
play well.
If the Jets don't finish over 500, where does his legacy go from here? I mean, because the legacy's already been made in Green Bay, but it's like these later years, right? I don't want to compare it to Jordan with the Wizards, you know what I'm saying? But like, when you've had a bulk of your career in one spot, in one Super Bowl, I mean, you won a Super Bowl, multiple MVPs, all of that, and it's like, I want to see what it looks like somewhere else. Because to me, the poster boy for this one, for me, is Tom Brady. Tom Brady went from what he did in New England, went to Tampa, and regardless of him just winning one Super Bowl, they still went to the playoffs every year. Yeah. Right? You know what I mean? They still went out and took care of business to where if the Jets don't make the playoffs, that's 2 years with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback. And I know he wasn't there for the first one.
But you can't count.
Hey, he's on that roster.
Yeah, true.
So the rest of his career is going to be like, it's just going to be the Green Bay years. Because the New York Jets years have presented us with what? Nothing. Like, nothing. All it has been is storylines. There has been nothing about Aaron Rodgers' Jets tenure right now that gets you excited about what he's brought to the franchise.
If they lose tonight, will you consider this whole Jets experiment a complete failure?
I will wait to the end of the season to do that. I don't want to put it there tonight because
it's
still a full season.
But you're starting to think about it.
But it's in my head now. Yeah, it's definitely, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about, man, this is bad. This is bad. Early on, you're like, okay, there's a possibility that Aaron Rodgers can bring this franchise back because everybody was talking playoffs and the expectations put on this team. This team just need to get over 500. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just get over 500 for me. So, I'm not calling it a must win, but man, do they lose tonight 2-4? And you already know the statistics. People gonna come out. Oh, team starting the NFL 2-4. How this many made the playoffs? There's only 7 spots.
Only 7 spots.
Only 7 spots.
More important for the Jets though than the Bills to win tonight.
Yeah, more important for the Jets. I think so. The Buffalo Bills, I feel like they'll figure it out. It won't be as, you know, them just taking over the AFC. It's still Kansas City's thing, man. Kansas City is still, the Chiefs are still the Chiefs. I don't care what you talk about. So you take away one spot. So basically you're playing for 6 spots left.
Yeah.
Really. Or not even that, because the other division winner. So
yeah, it's true.
This, you know what I mean? They're really only playing for 4 spots right now. 3 are already taken away. So either you're playing for your division or you're getting a wild card. That's it. Because the other spots is already taken up. So we get into more of that. I didn't get into it yet, but I want to get into it in the next hour. Some things have to happen. Does Doug Peterson make it back to America as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars? That's what may happen.
Not if that Drake May shows up in London.
If you lose to Drake May.
Oh, baby. Drake. Durake.
Durake Mayo.
Let's go.
Durake Mayo. There you go. Durake Mayo. That's going to be a big concern for me because everyone's always talking about looking for a spark, looking for something. And I hate wishing ill will on coaches. Like, I don't do that. People say, oh, you should fire him. How well is the team playing? Is it all on the team? Is it all on the player? Like, what's going on? But, man, I tell you, when you go over to London and you playing a game, and if it don't go right with the owner there, you've been there for 2 weeks, so you know Shaq Khan got his homies with him, they hanging out, and this is the product that you got.
Yep.
Somebody has to walk the plank.
Odds are bad.
Will Doug Peterson survive London? We'll know in the coming weeks. More Rich Eisen show coming up as we get to the part of the season where it's like buy or sell, right? Because I'm looking at Trevor Etienne talking about, I wake up like, is Trevor Etienne on the trade block? Like, whoa.
What happened? Already? I mean, I know Travis has been
Travis,
like.
Travis, I say Trevor. I'm thinking of his brother Trevor.
He's been banged up the last couple of weeks, but dude. What is going on there?
Yeah, I'm thinking of his brother over at Georgia. I'm thinking about him, Trevor Etienne. Outstanding running back. Young running back, by the way. But Travis Etienne.
Vibes are bad, Jacksonville, man. Vibes are real bad.
When your best player also messes up, there's that Jacksonville Jaguars upcoming schedule.
They got Evan
too.
Ingram back. He had 10 catches yesterday. But Gabe Davis finally got on the board.
Green Bay, Philly, Minnesota, Detroit. They got the
by the way,
Houston.
Where is a Where's win a there? Win? Where's a win? You would expect them to beat New England.
You would hope. But anything
Drake
can happen
May
in London.
Looked pretty good yesterday.
And all you're saying is that, look, we just got to find a win. It doesn't care how ugly it is. I'm with people saying, oh, they barely beat this team. In the NFL, is did you win or not?
Yep.
That's how I always see it. Did you win or did you not? Nobody cares if you blew a team out. Like, yeah, it was a great win for Detroit yesterday, but it was just a win. Now, next week, if they play against the Vikings and they win by one, is that not a good win? No, it's just a win. That's all that matters.
Favored by 5.5 over New England. Should they be favored by that much over anybody?
We'll see. We shall see. But the game of the day, Jets, Bills, Brian Costello, New York Post, joins us next right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the
world.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do, like, artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.